him on April 22nd, 2021, about to welcome everyone to the regular bi-weekly meeting of Franklin Township Trustees, and could I ask Mr. Fleshman to do a prayer for us, please?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'd like to welcome everyone as well. As we start in prayer, I'd like to, we have a resident that their husband is ill in the hospital, had a heart attack, and I'd just like to keep all of our residents in our prayers. If we can bow our heads, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunities that are here. We ask you to be with this country, with all that we see that is going on. It seems as if sometimes life is if we have to decide which side of the line it's on. Let's just cross out the line and join hands together and be of one nation. We ask that you be with our meeting, that we, Lord, can come together and do the business of the township. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Is Mr. Alex available? Like, ask him to do the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Watkins, could we have a roll call, please?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. First thing on the agenda is a matter of the meetings, township meetings that we have been backed up on getting been get prepared for a little while. And so we have a lot of them that are apparently available right now. It's, let me see if I can figure them out here. January the 22nd, special meeting. Special meeting January 28th, this all 2021, of course. Regular meeting January 28th. Regular meeting February the 11th. Special meeting February 17th. Regular meeting March the 11th. And regular meeting on April the 8th. So those are apparently ready. What I'd like to do, now those were just made available, I think yesterday and today, and I have not had an opportunity to view any of them. Have the other trustees had a chance to view them yet?
I've gotten through about half of them, and I really appreciate Robin getting these guys over to us. This is a lot of work, but yeah, I've only done about half of them so far.
That being the case, I'd like to maybe go ahead and table them until the next time. I have not had a chance to view any of them, so if I could have a second, we'll table them.
Mr. Chairman, I'll second that. I concur. I know I've gotten through a few of them, and there was a few typos that I marked, but it's great that we got them, but we got them all at one time, so it does take quite a bit of time to go through them.
It does. Well, thanks, and I really appreciate Mark, you and I think Darlene have been working on them. I'm not sure who else, but appreciate trying to get them called up. It's been traveling on around for a bit there, so we should have finished up here. Whatever we got left, I think, within the next few days. So thank you for that. Okay, moving on.
necessity of the mobile business, we have listed information from Alpha Waste Services.
Chairman, would you like to vote on your motion to table?
Yeah, we would like what Rob and I understood you that was talking to you the other day. You have some information from them. Would you want to share that with us? I assume that's what we have it on the agenda for. Is that correct?
We still have to vote on tabling the minutes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so Ralph?
Okay. Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry, I overlooked that. Thank you.
Okay, Chairman?
Robin. Yes.
Chairman, this is Mary. Can I just give a brief summary of the minutes, what's going on with them?
Yeah, right. Don't spend a lot of time on
looking
at it.
No, all I'm saying is we have submitted 11 meeting minutes before later this day, and then we had 4 more that we added towards the end of this day. We have 6 left from 2020. They're all special meetings, and I think they should go quickly.
Okay. All righty. Appreciate that. So we do have 6 special meetings left, and that's it.
Yes. And then it'll be tonight again.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate knowing that. So get back home to finalize some. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Okay. Robin, did you want to speak on the waste situation?
I think Vice Chairman Fleshman was kind of leading this, sir.
Tell what? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if you would like, I can do introductions and bring us up to speed if that would be okay with you, sir.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
So, as a lot of residents may or may not know, Local Waste was who we were in a consortium with, and we were had a contract for, and they were the only hauler in town for the township. We had to all use them. Approximately, I'm going to say two and a half years ago, I believe, is when the contract was up, and we have not been in a consortium. I seem to be the one that, unless other trustees have gotten the same calls, a lot of complaints with different issues and et cetera with the current hauler that they are residents are currently with, and they were not aware that they are able to go out and get a hauler of their choice. I know personally myself, an altercation has happened with me with the previous hauler, and I have now switched as another resident has turned me on to Alpha, if I'm pronouncing it right, Alpha Waste Services, and it's a family-run business. They do the same service. They are $60 a quarter, and that includes tax. And gentlemen, if I misspoke somewhere here in a minute, correct me. And they do, for seniors that cannot take their trash to the street, they would be more than happy to do the same type of service where they come up by your garage. They pick it up, and they will empty it and then put the cans back. So from that, gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Franklin Township, in which you already have a number of people, and your trash schedule is the same as what currently on a Friday. And I kind of will let you take it from there and just tell us in a little bit about you and your company.
Sure. We offer the same exact services that you guys are using for mobile waste now. I do believe that most of your residents don't understand that they're not under that contract anymore. I think that
you're in the contract, you don't work a waste contract anymore. You don't have to use the waste contract.
Excuse me, can you move a little bit closer to your phone? I'm sorry, I'm trying to pick up your audio.
Hear us better now?
Yes, thank you. It's just a little echoey.
Okay. sorry.
That's fine.
But yeah, we offer the same exact service that you guys are getting from Mobile Waste now. Our rates are $20 a month for unlimited service. We take bulk items, yard waste. The only thing that we're not able to offer currently that Local Waste has an upgrade in the area is recycling. But once we get enough customers in Franklin Township, recycling will also be available at Collector's Farm. We've been in Prairie Township now, which is a township adjacent to you guys for, I don't know, since 2011, I believe. And our prices haven't changed since 2012. It's been $20 a month. We just recently, within the last couple of years, added recycling to our repertoire because we were able to do that. I do think that you guys have a lot of residents that are probably not happy with Local Waste and probably are not switching because they are under the assumption that you guys are contracted and have to be we're going to do everything we can to let your residents know through advertising because if you have the option available, but we would love to service Franklin Township.
One of the things that I was, when I called up, not that because I'm a trustee, I don't think anyone knew, but I spoke with Kelly, if I think that's the correct name, Kelly.
Yes.
And what a wonderful person to talk to. It wasn't like, why are you bothering me? Just great people to talk to. From what I understand, the whole family works there. Is that correct?
Yeah, so... My brother's here with me. He's the owner of the business. I work for him technically. We can work together, but yeah, they kind of work for him. Kelly's the secretary. Most of our drivers are either cousins or brothers or nieces or nephews. We're all family owned. Most of the guys that work on the back of the trucks are also related. Behind Walmart on Hilliard Road, Hilliard School District, right? One thing that stopped us from doing some heavy advertising in the area is worrying that we'll do some advertising and get a substantial amount of customers and then Franklin Township goes back into contract with a consortium. So that's what stopped us from doing advertising in the area.
I've had some residents, and here's one of the things that I would like to propose, if possible. If we do get enough residents that are wishing to switch over to your services as a hauler, one of the questions that I had from some other people, because I've already on my street have other people that are now signing up. I signed up. I start this Friday. Is a senior discount. Is it possible in the near future, or will there be a time that a senior discount might be available?
Yeah, I don't think that's a big problem. In general, people who are looking for discounts, We offer a yearly discount. They pay for a year. If you think I said it, I wanted to get a discount on there. There we go. You know, that's something that we could handle. They just have to show proof of like electric bill and something like that, identification, and then we can work something out like that. That's not a big deal.
So one of the things I talked to some of our seniors that live in the township and et cetera, and one lady comes to mind, I speak with her quite a bit when it comes to trash. She basically says she has maybe 2 Kroger bags of trash a week. And, you know, she's a widower. So even if we crafted something for seniors, I mean, obviously they're not going to have 15 bags a week out there. And if we have enough people and you're going down the street anyways, that's the key thing. If you're in that neighborhood anyways, you know, if you have a bunch of people, because I'm thinking that we did have something for seniors. We have a lot of people that have a lot of seniors on them and widows. If we can mute our phone, because we're here, and it sounds like Mr. Blevins on the phone, on the chat. And I don't know if you realize your phone is open. Next to you.
It's not me, brother.
I apologize. I just heard a deep voice and it sounded like...
Okay, well, don't pick me out.
I said it may sound like... I apologize. I don't know the numbers that I see here. So I apologize, sir. If we did have something like that, I think that it definitely makes a difference. And one of the things that I heard you correct, you started in Prairie Township, and you have not had a raise since what time date?
So originally our price was $51 when we very first started. I think a year or two into that, we said that we couldn't quite keep it at that, so we raised it up to $52 in the summer of 2012.
And then so your current price has been the same price since 2012.
That's good. And so if you guys want to call in the appraiser, most of the trustees of Prairie Township know us pretty good as well. Yeah,
so one of the other concerns that I get from residents is the fuel charge that they add to a bill.
That fuel charge that you see on people's bill is just a made-up extra charge. It's not, that doesn't really exist. It's, well, we don't mean to say that fuel is not a cost, but any company that's worth their salt, if you're doing business in an area, you have a truck and you know it's going to drive 13 miles throughout the course of the route, you know how much fuel you're going to use. You know what? Fuel is such a small part of the garbage industry. It's mostly landfill employees and the insurance is more than fuel, but you don't see them paying for insurance fees. Fuel is just a way to trick people in the thinking, because it's something that fluctuates so much, so they use that fuel charge so they can, whenever they feel like bumping up a price, you know, 25 cents, 50 cents a dollar, or whatever, so they have that legal reason.
Well, yeah, and when they do contract, say you get a contract, they put a fuel surcharge in there, they put a fee in there, pay over the phone, and then they
so you back up to a high price. Yeah, so with us, it's a flat rate. We know what stuff is. We know what it's going to be. You get a that, and that's why we've never put in any bids going against local waste. The local waste, they're always the lowest. Almost every time in every township or every city, they're always getting the lowest. But they'll come in at, like, they say, $14 a month. But then by the time you add your can in there, you add your surcharge, your regulatory fee, your fuel charge, your billing charge, your fee to pay over the phone or whatever, you're above what we're even charging monthly. Now, our rate's flat. It doesn't fluctuate. It doesn't change. It happens as well. But that's how they get you in those contracts, and they manipulate you into believing we're getting a great price. And really, you could have had choice of service the whole time, and you would have been paying basically the same thing, if not less, than what you're paying for their utility.
Yeah, some of the areas that we're in now, currently, we're thinking about going into a contract, but since then they kind of back off of that. You know, you just kind of let us have the run. Yeah.
So, a couple more questions. You guys run 365 days. So even with the holidays, if the holiday is on a Friday, you guys still pick up on Friday?
Well, that actually just, that used to be the case, yes, all the way up until very recently. So Prairie Township, which is our, it's basically our main township that we do, we have the most amount of customers. We almost have the entire township without the contract, just by people's choice. But one of the new regulations that the township passed is that we are not allowed to run on holidays. So that really changed things for us as far as that goes. And we haven't even had a holiday
yet happen to where we get
fired. So it's just starting. A lot of people don't realize that you just say you have Christmas on Monday, that pushes everybody's trash back. And anybody's trash is on Friday would now be taken on Saturday. So when Prairie Township did that, it pretty much did the deal on us having to run not running on holidays anymore. So the other communities that were in like Brown Township or Plain City or West Jeff, if we try to stay on the holidays, picking up on holidays, if a Monday schedule came in and we pick up a West Jeff on Friday, it wouldn't be possible because we basically have to run two whole brand new routes on that day. So we have to run the route that we normally have, plus the route that got missed because of the push back on the holidays. So basically, to shorten it up, we have to follow the same rules that other race collection companies follow when it comes to holidays. But it resumes the next week. So let's say, you know, the holiday is coming up, so Memorial Day, let's say on Memorial Day, Monday, everybody goes on Monday to pick up Tuesday, Easter, on Friday, or to pick up Saturday, but then the next week following after that, their day is right back to
Friday. That's what we've been common to. So real quickly, I'm going to finish up, and then Mr. Chairman, if I can, if I would be able to open up the floor to any questions to any residents after I get done speaking. I'm going to recap for the people that are listening. Basically, it's $60 with tax, point blank, $60 every quarter or $20 a month, correct?
Yeah, just to let you know, there is no sales tax on the luggage. It's treated the same as groceries.
Okay.
In Ohio, so there is no sales tax. If there is a company tax, it's called carbon, they're definitely doing something illegal. But there is no sales tax on garbage. If somebody purchases a waste can or sales tax on that, but on the garbage service itself, there is no sales tax.
There should be. Now they can make up anything.
Yeah, they could do what they want to do. But it's a flat $60.
So we're looking at $60 straight every six. When you get your bill, it will not be more than $60.
Yeah.
It will be $60. The other question is, I know for me, all I did is called up, said I wanted to start the service. They said okay, and that they'll send me a bill. I thought that was too easy. Is that pretty much how it works?
It's that easy, or you can sign up online. Either way, yeah, if you sign up online, somebody will contact you with the same call day, and they get a letter, and they'll work on your pickup criteria, like how set back to how well you can take.
Mr. Chairman, that's all I have. Would you like to open the floor for a few questions if any residents have any?
Well, I don't want to really get into a long conversation with a lot of people. Mr. Ellis, do you have any questions or comments you'd like to make? I've got a couple. One.
No, I don't have any other time.
Beg your pardon, sir. Mr. Ellis?
I've noted before, I really wanted us to work with Spacell and to get. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah,
right.
I can hear you fine.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, my comment was, like, I really wanted us to work with Twaco and to get us into the consortium. I thought that was the best option for our residents in reducing waste and trash throughout the community. You know, I'm disappointed that we as a board couldn't get there, and I think that this is going to result in a long-term systemic problem in terms of waste reduction in this community. But, you know, I think the fact of that, so I'm just disappointed in that, and I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, thank you. Really, actually, my comment, I guess, is this. Mr. Blanchman said that, you know, residents were saying they didn't know if they thought we had contracts and so forth with local. Well, if that be the case, they certainly haven't listened, because I personally have never implied Lord would I, that we have a contract with anyone. We don't have a contract with anyone. And since we've been out of the contracts with Local Waste, I think this is the third year now, if I recall right, everyone, announcements were made, it's been published, and on and on and on. And the Local Waste are still the tri-stuff that's on Sioux Township. So I would think if it were very many people that think there's Local Waste or anyone else has a contract, I think they would know it by now. Now, there has been some new residents that's moved into the township, and they may not know it. But and the truth of the matter is, I just don't think it's prudent for us, you know, trustees of a township to, I guess, in a way, recruit business for a private business. I think that just should be opened. I think that's a lawful way to do it. If Alpha wants to bid on that, or if they want to make calls to the residents, have at it. They can call our residents, anyone that I talk to, pure and simple. I tell them that there is no contract with Local Waste. Majority of the people are using Local Waste. If you want crossing and everything, and I have mentioned your name before too, Alpha, to say, now these are the ones that I know that run in Franklin Township, you know, would be Alpha and of course Local, and I think Rumpke does as well. So those are the three that I'm familiar with that service is Franklin Township. And I give the resident those names and say, if you want to call and talk to them and see what service and everything. In other words, we are not really in the price business at all right now. And it's not really our place to answer the questions. It's the resident's name. And I think it's a fair shake if I give those three names, and those are the only, if I know any more, I'd give them those. But all things said and done, you know, we've had enough issues back and forth on trash. And just so any residents are listening, there are choices, and I think the ones that are listening in this meeting probably knows that we have made, tried to make that common knowledge over time. So that's about all I have to say on it. I'll continue to, if someone asks if there's anyone else other than Local Waste, I'll tell them the same thing that I'm telling you folks right now. Okay? And at that point, I'd just like to shut the conversation on trash down. I've heard a lot about it. So I wouldn't prefer to not really act on anything further other than I will, if someone asks me if I know any other areas, absolutely I'll tell them. So that's what I'd like to do. I don't propose we do anything else at this time.
We want to stay in order or ask for anything, but the main reason we're here on is seeing what your guys' stance was as far as, because we didn't even know until one of the weeks of the year after the sweat and the one of the lawyers and the council fund
okay.
Provide a whole and advertise that. The reason why we're here is just to make sure that we are able to do that because we really provide the service to Franklin Township as a private hauler, and that's
okay. Okay, well, I appreciate that. You know, I think it's very nice of you coming to talk to us and everything, and or at home talking to us maybe now, I don't know. But nonetheless, that's where we stand right now. We have no contract, and if a resident or anyone that lives in the township asks me or anything, that's exactly what I'm going to tell them, and I don't know about the other two trustees, you know, that's up to them what they want to say. But, you know, as for me, I'm going to answer a message. So thank you very much for coming out.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else the trustees had? I don't want to get into a big conversation right now with the residents and everything. They know what we've got. We don't have a contract. They know what they're paying, and they know what Alpha, the price they've quoted. So if they have, if the residents have any other calls, would you want to give them your telephone number, sir?
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. And they'll get it. We'll be sending out Alpha to you very soon. So they'll have all the
okay. Sounds fine. All righty. Well, we'll move on then. So, if you want to give them, if you want to tell them your number, you're welcome to do that.
Sure. Anybody that's got a pen or phone and wants to visit now, our phone number is 614-859-9394. Or you can go online and sign up service at Alpha Waste Service, ALPHA.
All righty. We appreciate you giving us all the information, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
We appreciate you,
guys. Thank you. Have a good day. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Moving on here. Resolutions for bills and payroll. Ms. Reinhart, do you have that available, that info?
I believe it's Laura Esterline next, if she's in the meeting.
This is Mark. I left the, right before the meeting, Laura contacted me that she's unavailable to be on the meeting.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So,
okay.
So,
Mary?
All right, I'm ready. Thank you.
Okay, I didn't know you had a copy of the agenda, so, okay, yeah,
Now, this is Bills and Payroll Resolution 2021-064. It is resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves accounts payable through 4-22-2021 in the amount of $42,965.58. And payroll paid on 4-16-21 in the amount of $145,149.46 for a total of $188,115.04 from check number 66175 to 66275. And electronic vouchers from 247-2-221
to 271-2021. Okay, thank you. Excuse me, could I have a second, please?
Mr. Chairman, I'll second that.
Thank you. Robin, could we have a roll call?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Robin. We'll move on to...
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Did you want the fiscal department to do their new business first as well?
Well, they could. Yeah, I see they're listed on here for some other stuff. Let's see. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah, on the back, on the page two, here is where her resolutions are. Is that correct, Mark?
Yeah, at the bottom of the first page starts with one that she and I were going to discuss together on the resolution regarding the farm of renewal.
So, Karma, yeah, it's on the second page of my agenda here, so that's where she needs to start if you're following this thing on paper, whatever you're married.
Okay, Mark, I believe you have the resolution. I actually forgot to print it out, I believe. But just briefly, I explained that it's our annual renewal, and it has to be in and paid, signed and paid by May 2nd. And we're still getting a few of the details resolved as far as exactly the count on certain items. But the projected rate will be $65,948 for the year. Just because there are a few things we think may be about $1,000 more, the resolution will be for $67,000 for the purchase order, and then if we don't use it, we just cancel the rest of that money that's in the purchase order, and it goes away. So, Mark, can you repeat that?
Yeah, a resolution to pay Retirement's 2021-22 anniversary contribution. Be it resolved that the board approves a payment not to exceed $67,000 to the Ohio Township Association Risk Management Authority, also known as OTARMA, for the 2021-2022 annual contribution based on the estimate of $65,948.
I'd like to make a resolution. Could I have a second, please?
Sure,
I'll
second. Okay. There's a motion now. A motion to accept the resolution.
Okay.
Hey, Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
And that's resolution 2021-065.
And I would just like to add that I got a letter just a couple of minutes today or yesterday from OTARMA that there will be a refund because of, I think because of COVID primarily, that there weren't as many claims and so forth. They're estimating our refund to be around $4,100, which we will get in 30 to 60 days. Okay, moving on. Trying to get my stuff together here. The next item is discussion of Township Policy and Procedures Handbook. This is 139 pages at the moment. We haven't really had a Policies and Procedures Manual other than a few that we had to do for the compliance purposes, and I think there were about three or four of them, and incorporated those into this. This is the same, it's basically the same format of Franklin County. I noticed when I was looking at other townships' handbooks, they all pretty much use the same language, so I think they're all kind of going from statute, and that's why they all pretty much look the same, either federal statute or Ohio or local statutes. So this, I'm not asking to have that approved today because there's no way everyone could have read it by now, I don't think. But it's quite inclusive, and one of the primary, I wanted to say also that the attorney had approved this in, I think it was about a year ago, and so I don't think it has to be reapproved, although you could send it back and have them skim it, because I did add, they do need to review the credit card policy. And I took that directly from the Attorney General's office regarding, it's very explicit on what it needs. And so I basically just copied what they said, added in who our people are that would take the positions of monitoring and holding documents and credit cards and so forth. And right now we would not be in compliance with it, so it's a good thing for us to know that these are the things that we should be doing. And now I understand, after seeing that, why the auditor was talking to us about our credit card policy multiple times, and even it helped us out in a sense by sending us quite a few documents my liaison with the Auditor of State was very kind in sending us a bunch of documents, resource documents for us, and one of them was his credit card policy, and I think they were sending us a message. So I'm hoping that you'll look at it, and I won't be here at the next meeting, but I'm hoping that you will approve it, because I think it will really help us with the audit if they see that we finally have policies and procedures in place, and it should satisfy all the questions that they've been asking. And I also want to remind you that a policy procedure manual is always in flux. It's never the same. You're always going to find something new you need to add or something you need to tweak because regulations change, guidelines change. So it's a living document. And I think with that in mind, will make it easier for you to approve it. So thank you on your attention on that. And are there any questions? Are there any questions about that before we move to the next item?
Well, question is going to be, I'm sure it will be other guys as well. My question is, I've received the pamphlet, I guess you'd call it, from you yesterday. And
yes.
Obviously, I have had zero time to even, I haven't even opened it yet, really.
Right.
So, what I'd like to make a suggestion, if this be the case here, so you, no, you won't be here after next week, that's correct, isn't it?
Yes.
Could we have, carry this beyond a little bit? Okay, go ahead.
Ralph, I think you might not have heard what I said because I was probably talking too fast for you. I asked that you not vote on it tonight and that you read it and potentially, I would say sooner than later, hopefully in the May 6th meeting, that you could adopt it because it's, I don't know when the auditors are going to be deciding when they're going to stop, but this would be important for us to have.
I want to get them out of there as bad as everybody else. I'm anxious to get this done.
So I'm not expecting any more resolutions being voted on this evening. I'm just trying to introduce these materials because they are fairly involved, and I want you to have time to think about them. And I can always be available if you want me to talk about them at a meeting as a resident.
Well, that would be fine. I don't know if the other trustees have received. Have you folks gotten your copies of that yet?
Yes, and I haven't had a chance to read it yet either, but I intend to send this to me for this weekend.
Yeah, I'd say within the next 5 or 6 days I'll be able to go through it. You know, I'd like to have a little quiet time when I'm reading stuff like that, so...
Absolutely.
That sounds fine. If we can send it out for a week or so there to roll it on it, that would be fine.
Yes, that's what I was hoping. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thanks.
The next item is, now this I would like to, I guess I am asking for adoption on one. This one is regarding the Township Public Records Policies and Procedures. And I don't have that. Hold on a second. I'm going to have to get that one for you.
Okay.
I thought I printed it out, but for some reason, I'm not getting it there. Oh, wait. I found it. Nope, that's not it. But I can look for it here. So I'm sorry.
Chairman, I would ask that we would table this one. I just got this 2 hours ago and have not had a chance to read through the whole thing.
Okay.
But it's only 5 pages.
I don't want you to read all of the
I understand that it's only those pages, but when we receive something that is 2 hours before the meeting, as a trustee, I want time to look it over and be able, and if I have any questions or et cetera, to come to the board to ask them to pass something that was submitted 2 hours prior to the meeting really isn't acceptable.
Excuse me, trustee. Question, but I did give you that policy yesterday. All I did was give you a brief resolution today, which was one paragraph. So you had the policy.
To have something 24 hours prior to a meeting and then expect it to be passed, and especially when it's a procedure that we're voting on, in my opinion, now this is me, you've got two other trustees that may want to go ahead and vote on it, that's up to them. But for us to be able to immediately vote on that, how many resolutions, I mean, how many past meetings were there that we're trying to read on those too? To get this much information 24 hours before a meeting, we couldn't even get through all of the, as Trustee Alex said, he got through only half of the meeting minutes. So to add this on top of it within 24 hours of a meeting and then us be expected to vote on it at this meeting, now I'm happy to vote on it at the next meeting and I would ask that this be tabled.
The only reason I wanted to get this one done today is because I thought I could help the directors set up their medical retention schedules. I don't know that anyone else would know how to do that.
Well,
I'm willing to meet with him next week.
Yeah. Well, if you can maybe get something done there next week, then you've got another week here. Or I don't know if it's absolutely breakneck crucial that we have it done here. Basically, what we're having here, Mr. Flashman, so you understand. That is basically your kind of the way we do business at the township is what's going to be in the
field.
And, you know, so it is going to be something, and it's going to be, and I've done and reviewed and revised, work rules and, you know, all that type of thing. So, yes, the rules and everything, and they are subject to whatever you decide on annual reviews or changes or law changes or that type of thing. So it's something that you'll always be, it'll be a kind of a reference guide. Okay, we have this issue coming up. What do we need to do on it? So you go back to your pamphlet or booklet or whatever, and okay, this is the way you're supposed to do it. So there is going to be revisions, and there always will be. That's true, and it's never been dealt with or handled in the township that I could ever find out. We couldn't find anything relative to it. It's always been an issue, and I appreciate it working hard trying to get it done. But we do, having said all that, Mary, it's something I want to see. It's kind of like if I'm going to sign a check saying, hey, I'm paying you this, I'm signing that, saying I've got the money in the bank to pay this guy. Well, that's kind of the way we got this. If we're going to adopt this pamphlet on how to do things, I want to make sure we're right on it, and I do want it, and I'm with John. We need to figure out a way to get a little time so we can look this over and know that we understand it. You know what I mean?
I'm fine with that. I just want to be able to help them with it. That's the only reason
and you know what? I really appreciate you having wanting to do that. I think that's very admirable of you. I just think it's something that we personally, the trustees, need to verify. It's actually one of the more important documents that we're going to sign, to tell you the truth about it. So, want to vote on it at the next meeting. I don't think that I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to vote on this next week and get halfway through it and everything and not have 1 week to understand all that. I don't even know if I want to do that. I'd rather just say, hey, we're going to vote on it 2 weeks from now. That's what I like to do. And that'll give the trustees plenty of time to read and understand it then.
I just want to make two statements. One is that the attorneys did approve this. It's a very short 5 pages, and it's just about, a lot of it just talks about public records requests. It's just it's a beginning point, and all the other information that I sent you was just a list of what the whole handbook looks like. It's a 3-inch notebook. I don't expect you to read it all. It's basically all state laws. All kinds of laws. This is just the beginning of it to frame it, to say, okay, we have a policy and procedure on public records and record retentions, and then you go to the notebook.
Okay. Well, let's just go ahead if shortening Mr. Flesh, well, then I'm more concerned about the time factor, too, on getting to understand it, and I'd rather just table it for whatever time we feel is reasonable. What's your opinion on it, Mr. Alex? Do you have
I agree with both of you. I think, you know, this is something that's like a little bit more time. Like everyone has noted, we've just gotten a lot of documents over the last 24 hours. And we should have time to just read and understand everything. Especially since some of this is like, it's immediately urgent. And I'll give us plenty of time to make sure we understand what we're voting on.
Okay. Alrighty, that sounds fine to me.
I wonder what would have happened if you'd gotten all of the minutes, because you wanted them all within 2 weeks. We gave you almost all of them, and I mean, you can't do it all. So we shouldn't. Now we're just turning away other things that we could have opportunities to get completed.
Yeah.
And I honestly think it will fall apart from that deal, because who's going to run it?
Yeah, a lot of this.
If we can move on, because the board has already spoken that we all agree that we're going to table this. So if we could please move on.
I don't have a problem with it. Yeah, we can go ahead and move on. We still do have some business to handle here.
Can I wait? I have 3 items still on my list.
Okay.
Next one's timekeeping and payroll services. The township has been wanting to get a payroll company for some time, and we looked at several and it didn't work out. Well, we found one that we think is a perfect match for us, and when they rebound, it was Mark and Robin and myself, and I'm not asking anyone to make a decision on this, like I said, but the one that is the Time Clock System has a huge history with townships like ours. They have police, fire, road, and administration, just like we do, and their system is so adaptable to just about anything that you have that seems out of the ordinary, they can accommodate, because they've seen almost everything. It's called VCS, which stands for Visual Computer Solutions, Inc., and Scott Walter is the Chief Operating Officer, and he's the one who spoke with us, and I'd like for him to be able to attend the May 6th meeting and talk to you about it. I will give you just a very brief review of it as far as what it might cost, because it's much cheaper than anything else I've seen, and they have a really good reputation. So they gave us if we wanted to have on-site onboarding, it's a lot more, but I don't think we need it now that I've done a little research on it. So the total would be around, $6,000. And a little bit over 6. And he will talk about that more in depth. But what it does is has a software that's by department. So police would have their own system. The fire would have their own because they have special needs and 911 issues and being able to manage their shifts and trades and all up for leaves, and it's just a terrific program that empowers everybody to make decisions. It's all documented electronically when they do it, and we get rid of all the paper that we have. So it'd be a wonderful system. What really slows us down is trying to get signatures and papers, documents for offering purposes, and this one will do away with that. So I'm hoping you'll consider it for the next meeting.
Clover Mini, and
you can swipe the credit card. You can put in the numbers. It's a great, and you can use a chip on it. And what it does, it also prints a receipt. So what you don't get that from Square, but this will do a receipt. It's also got high security because it's through the bank. That is, as far as we know, it's impossible to break into it. So, and also we were talking about in the past how we were paying so much for our fees, our bank fees. You know, we were paying $700 and more before they changed the how we received payments in our EMS funds resources. We were really, sometimes we pay $15,000 or $1,500 in a month. So we were trying to find a way to reduce costs. They gave us a scenario where we can, well, we were paying recently $880 a month for routine services, and they have us down to $505.55. So we would see, save $373.67 a month, which amounts to about $3,500 in a year. So I would like to make the changes that they had, but I want you to review them next week, or 2 weeks. And the difference is that just restructured our account. We were in an account that was, at the time when it was set up, made sense because you got interest on your money when you put it in the, when you swept it into another account. And that doesn't work anymore because we're not getting very much interest. And so we're actually losing money with that account. So this, I think, is going to be a great switch. It will help with fraud, and it will decrease our costs, and it will also help us with our front window. We could take the lease report money, the building permit money. It would all be electronic, and we wouldn't have to have any cash and worry about tracking the cash. All right. That's all. Oh, wait. I have one more thing. Sorry. The last thing was the brief summary of savings over the past year. Well, I was going to give a little bit longer summary, but I'm going to make it really quick. Okay. I'm just going to give you an example of six items that I resolved in prior problems. In one case, our bill for not paying income tax for cities, in 2014, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, we had $81,141 total due with interest, taxes, penalties. I got it down $29,331, so we paid $51,000. So we saved about $30,000. Then we had another one, State of Ohio income tax withholding. 2015, 17, and 18, the invoice was for $16,870. I got $16,293 taken off. We're now paying only $576. Income tax for the city of Columbus, 2017, they said we owed $1,127. What happened was that check was cashed by a person, not the city of Columbus, and because notices were ignored, we didn't know about it. It's too late now to get anything done, so I had to pay it, and so what we ended up doing was paying another $1,127. Village of West Jefferson income tax withholding, they were looking at $16,000 and some. And I got that down to $16,000. This one we had several thousand dollars. I don't have that total here. But anyway, it ends up they us $143. We paid twice $143. That's a gift. And then our department, Job and Family Services, none of the quarterly reports were done. From 2018 through 2019, we had a fine of $18,000. I got it removed, so we saved $18,000.
Great.
School district taxes for 2019 were not paid. $12,486. They only abated us $8.20. So we had to pay. This was not planned because, you know, you can't put in your budget stuff that you didn't know you owed. So we ended up having to pay $12,486.26. So the penalty was $541.62. In total, these six people for $210,908. I got removed, so we don't owe $63,633. I just let you want to know. I have six examples of what I've been doing, and I've been doing this for a year, so there's a lot more coming.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, very good news. I'm glad we're able to, recover some of the money that, you know, we kind of just threw in the fire, really.
Yep.
It sounds like it's, you feel at this point in time that, you know, I know you're getting ready to leave, but I don't want to grill you to death, but you feel pretty confident that we're fairly, for missing money, some things like that, we're in pretty good shape there at this point in time.
I have a few that I'm still working on, but they're not big ones. And we did get the IRS tax debt and fines, which added up to about $357,000 or something like that. We did get that removed.
Yep, almost $400,000. So that's a done deal now.
Yes.
Okay.
I think we have to thank the attorneys for funding, you know, to help us with that. But also, I think that because we turned things around and while I was here, we paid on time. Everything was exactly, you know, zero, no problems, variances. We were right on the mark. I think by them assuming that we were doing the right thing, I think they were willing to then withdraw it. And we still have some liens that I'm looking at, but I think the way it works here at the Attorney General's office, about $20,000 in liens. I've got $5,000 and something removed, and the other ones will be removed as soon as I pay this $576, and then they'll all be all gone.
Okay. Does either one of the trustees have anything to work at?
Yes, sir.
No.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you fine, yeah.
We need to make a resolution and taking Mary Reinhart off of the account effective her last day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true, too. We do have to do that.
Oh. I've already started that process, just so you know. I've already started. I talked to PNC about that. And I've been working with Robin for the transition so that she's able to do all the reporting and how she gets her passwords. We can't use mine. We have to change them, so we're working in that process.
Yeah, that sounds fine. And the exact date, again, Mary, is what, 31st or 30th? Or
30th. Next Friday is my last day.
Okay, 4:30, okay. I couldn't remember. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Sorry, I interrupted his resolution.
John, do you want to do the resolution? I see you've got it on the agenda. Do you want to do a resolution on that?
I can do that. I thought since Mary was on and we skipped to her that we would go ahead and
do that. Yeah, well, we need to do that. Yeah, we need to do that anyway.
So being resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board recognizes the leaving of Mary Reinhart from the physical department as of April 30th. At such time, her name will be removed from the PNC bank. If there's no further discussion, I would ask for a second.
Well, I just changed that to all monetary or documents, that type of thing, and including
say including PNC Bank, if you like, or whatever.
Mr. Chairman, this is Mark.
Many other monitoring, not too much or anything like that, okay?
Mr. Chairman, I'd sent over language for that. I can read the language I sent over. So, it's a resolution to remove Fiscal Officer Reinhardt from all township accounts, including the removal as a cider of the PNC Bank account effective May 1st, 2021, due to resignation. Be it resolved that the board approves to removing Fiscal Officer Mary Reinhardt from all township accounts, including removal as a cider of the PNC Bank account effective May 1st, 2021, due to resignation.
Okay. I just changed the name to 430, Mark. That wasn't your official date. Just make it 430, okay?
I think Mr. Fleshman introduced that.
I would ask for a second.
I'll second. No, okay.
That was good.
Okay, Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I may. Mr. Fox, I apologize. I didn't print that off and I thought it was going to be already on my agenda, so I apologize.
No problem.
That exact wording.
That's all right. It's done. Okay. Let's move on. Okay, we'll go to the police department. Is Chief Smith, are you available, sir?
Mr. Chairman, Chief Smith is not in. He has nothing to report. But he asked that I let people know that there is the Franklin Township Police Department will be holding community hours on Tuesday, April 27th. 2021 between the hours of 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. to discuss the upcoming police levy with residents. This will take place at Central Baptist Church, 1955 Frank Road. Social distancing will be observed.
Okay. Thank you. That's Tuesday night, I believe, isn't it? Or Tuesday evening?
It's Tuesday between the hours of 4 and 8. It's not the meeting that's going that long. People can stop in.
Okay. Sounds fine. Did he have anything else? I see that Officer Carter, is he available tonight? Or do you know? Officer Carter, are you available tonight?
I do not see him online, so he must not have had a report tonight.
I know he got involved in this big drug bust over here a day or two ago, so him and one of the other officers there, so it was on Brown Road. I guess that was a major drug bust over here. They got settled out. I didn't know if you guys heard about it or not. So, okay, well, thank you, I guess that's about all of the Police Department. How about Chief Welch? Is he available there tonight?
Yes, sir. And how's everybody doing tonight?
Well, hello there, Chief. How are you? I'm sorry to keep you all right, but I'm sticking here with you too, sir.
I am going to keep this short and sweet tonight. I need to ask the board for a resolution not to exceed $15,000 for a pair of our extra medic. That's extra 1.3. It went in for same thing as everything else, the fuel injectors, it was running rough. They dug in deep, found out the kingpins both need replaced, so now the bill's around just shy of $15,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since that's a large amount, is that something we have to put out to bid, is that?
I don't believe so. It exceeds the $10,000 that Mr. Poffin's allowed to approve. That's why I wanted to bring it for the board.
Gotcha.
I don't believe that's a bid item.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
So, Mr. Poffin, the resolution for that.
Let me pull that up here real quick. resolution to pay Ohio Cat for repair of extra medic 193 be resolved if the board approves an expenditure not to exceed $15,000 based on the quote of $14,315.07 from Ohio Cat for repair of extra medic 193.
Okay.
Do I have a second on that?
Oh, I'll second.
Okay. Robin?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
And that's resolution 2021-067.
Okay, thanks, Robin. The next thing I got, I need a motion from the board to place Alex Keith on FMLA as a 420 of 2021.
Okay. Can I have a second on that, please?
I'll second.
Okay, Robin?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
What, did he have a projection on period of time or anything on that, Chief?
No, I'm hoping it's less than a month, to be honest with you, but, you know, who knows what certain things like, personal medication.
It doesn't seem to be anything that's going to hold him out, like, for a very long time, then,
I'm hoping not.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Last thing I have is our 2010 Pierce truck. I got a phone call the other day from Pierce stating it's on their radar within the next month or so. It should be going back to the manufacturer to get those frame rails done. We've had discussions on in the past. I just want to let the board know it'll be leaving soon.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
Okay, sir. Jim Stevens, are you available?
Mr. Stevens told me he has nothing to report tonight.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Allen, do you have anything new?
Yeah, I just want to remind folks that Franklin County Public Health and Gorman Public Health have plenty of vaccines available. I got my second dose just under 2 weeks ago, and it was great. And the vaccine, Moderna and Pfizer ones, are safe and effective. And we very much encourage all of our residents who have not gotten a vaccine to go out and get them. They're free, and there are plenty of available right now. So I strongly encourage everyone to go out to get them.
Yeah, you finished yours up at St. John's Arena, didn't you?
Mine was at the Shopping Scene Center. I know it's
St. John's over there.
Yeah.
Two different things. What do you have to do to sign up over there? I haven't even signed up. Just email them, call them, whatever.
Yeah, you can call Franklin County Public Health. They can get you in that day, usually.
Okay.
I will pull up the phone number for folks here.
Okay.
It's, give me a second here. I'll pull it up.
While he's doing that, I did notice when I was in Sam's Club yesterday that they are also administering shots there.
Are they? Okay. Yeah, they're doing them at Kroger's and all kinds of places. So the phone number, vaccine clinic information. Yeah. If you call 833-4 Ask Ohio, it'll schedule you an appointment. And that's 833-4 Ask Ohio.
Okay. Alrighty. I'll call her and get her set up. Alrighty. Thanks. Is there anything else that you have to.
That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, sir. John, you got anything to finish up?
More just a thing. I noticed that the fire chief as well as the police chief, that they've been putting more things that are going on in the township on social media and pictures. So I think that's great that they're I'd like to see more go on there. So it's great that they've taken pictures of different things, the drug bust as well as
we have going on. It lets the residents of the township see what they're kind of doing in their day-to-day operation.
Okay. Yeah, I have one thing that I need to bring up. The trustees are going to have to talk some more about. And that's just the Ray Avenue thing over there, the forestry thing and everything. And we had a little brief, let me find out what's going on meeting the other day there, because I really didn't know a lot about it. But anyway, a real estate lady had asked if I could come down for a meeting, me and Mark and so forth, and we did some discussion with this Mr. Queen, apparently the owner of the property, and I don't know, how much do you guys know? I know John knows something about it. Ari, do you know much about it?
Yeah, I do. I know that Metro Parks has been trying to work with Mr. Queen to purchase that property and turn it into a park, and my conversations with Metro Parks have he's been unwilling to work with them, and they've been offering quite a good amount to take over the property if he doesn't want to do that. So I know that I've been trying to work on that. I think that'd be great for our community. Put some rangers on the spot and, you know, have a good park here, but he doesn't seem to want to participate or work with that.
No, he, go ahead,
John. If I could address the board for a minute. I got a call from Mr. Queen just the other night. I let him explain everything that he wants to do. He wants to put in make it a natural reserve, I guess, like bird watching and et cetera. He was asking that we give up our right-of-ways and some other things such as that. And I just listened intently, and we got to a point where I knew that I thought it was Parks and Rec that had wanted to go in, and he's like, nope, that's not so. And then in the conversation, then he did say Metro Park, and I said, well, I got that mixed up because Trustee Alex has commented on this before. It would be great for the community. So in talking with him, I explained how much we pick up trash there. The landlord is basically, in my opinion, absent from the property. And we've had to cut the grass. There's been nothing but issues. And he's wanting to take the easement, from what he's explained to me, to be able to put up a fence to be able to keep people out. And speaking with him, I said, well, who's going to be able to utilize this? And I came to it's going to be a private. So basically, it's not going to be for, in my opinion, the residents of Franklin Township. It would be whoever he lets utilize that as a nature preserve. And I mentioned to him I would be more than happy to talk about giving up our easements and right-of-ways and way in if we were working with Metro Park, and that just did not go over very well. And how dare me, because he's a small person, versus if Metro took it. But if Metro took it, there's as Trustee Alex says, they would be putting millions of dollars into a park, plus they would have a full-time officer there, ranger, I guess you would say, and then it would be open to everybody to be able to use. Now, if we was to give our right-of-ways away, and then immediately he annexes into the city of Columbus, we have no control of what would go in there.
Yeah.
And so, for the best interest of the township, I told him I would never consider giving, me as a trustee as one vote, that I would consider giving that away to open that up, just because he wants to put a fence up at this particular point. But that doesn't mean what will happen a year from now, 2 years from now, or whatever offer he may get for that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even know, honestly. That's the first time I'd ever met the guy, but I know ever since I've been here, he's been nothing but
my problems, truly. And there's been residents over there, Mr. Mullins and others, that have come to the township, to us, and I refresh your memory, probably. That's probably been 2 years ago, the last time Mr. Mullins was over here. And the thing is, this guy has put up $0. He's apparently had this land. It's 42 acres is what it is. Probably the biggest vacant piece of lot in the township, really, the one off. And I think my point of the whole thing is, I think he's just trying to pull the past one over the township, because if we start signing off on pieces of property and things like that, well, there's no way that we can do that. I guess we could do it, but, it sure wouldn't be the right thing to do. So he's got a situation there where he's trying to play the same goes two ends, both ends against the middle, so to speak, and apparently the Parks and Rec have tried to get him to deal with him. They won't. So apparently, then, you know, we've had Jim and his crew out cleaning up over there. We've had this, we've had that, and this is the same vagrant that keeps dumping stuff in there. He's one that owns a box.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Just also for the record, I got a call today from a resident there that I wasn't aware of that. They actually got a dumpster delivered, and the residents have been cleaning up the property themselves. And there's one resident that sits next to it that does it daily and going out and picking that up, and he has never been there to facilitate any of this.
Yep. Well, that's first up.
I also know that the local Sierra Club has organized at least two different cleanups on that property, and they volunteered from all over Central Ohio coming to try to clean it up, because they noticed it's a really good place to protect. But, you know, I don't think you helped with that either. That was all the volunteers from outside our community that came in to help.
Correct. Okay, well, I don't know. He's wanting to shut down alleys over there and everything else. And as far as I'm concerned, without something else comes along, it makes this thing look a little more doable. And not only that, a little more lawful, too, because trust me, you don't want to start closing down alleys and stuff at some private owner's request. We don't want that kind of problem. So I don't know what to suggest on that. If he keeps coming back, well, I know one thing: I'm not going to be a party to closing anything down without I'm convinced that we have whatever we need in a lawful manner. And I think Mark, asked Mark to go ahead and talk to Pete Griggs about it. I think Pete just told you forget about it in a nice way, didn't he, Mark?
Well, it was just some discussions on the right way and such. Yeah, so.
Correct.
Mark, if I could interject in just a second, if we could, what more can we do to hold the landowner accountable for what is going on there? As far as being able that he needs to secure his property, whether it be whatever way means possible, find out who is dumping the trash. It's not on the township to always go and have to pick up the trash that people are dumping. We're talking washers, dryers, different things of that nature, and then it ends up in the easement, and then we pick it up. Rather, it was dumped back a little bit, and maybe it got pushed through the easement because the township will pick it up. I don't know.
Certainly can be held liable. What we need to do is to get in touch with the county health department, as well as notifying Franklin County. Franklin County, I don't think they've got their zoning, new zoning guys in place yet, have they?
No, but what we could do is we could refer it to the Environmental Division of the Franklin County Sheriff's Department and the Environmental Division of the Prosecutor's Office to try to get put into the Environmental Court. I know he did in the Environmental Court before, and they ordered him to clean this up, and he didn't, so he's not compliant. I think we could do that. I also think we could start by sending some certified letters to him. And
yep.
We're trying to amp up our pressure
on
him
to maintain
those areas.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's totally environmental abuse and that kind of thing. So, matter of fact, that Officer Carter, he has a strong insight with the police there, or the Sheriff's Department, for environmental cases. So, Keith Smith and have him have a discussion with Carter there. But, we need to make the people, health department and the prosecutor's office and everything, just report it. Report it to them like we normally do on any other place that's done bad things, you know? So let's get the report together. Anyway, I just wondered, I wanted to see what all was going on, but as it is, as far as I'm concerned, now that there's something else to clear away on this, I'm just going to ignore the guy and say the truth about it. So anyway, Mark, do we have any questions or anything from the audience?
I have nothing to present for myself. Mr. Blevins contacted me earlier and said he had a question. He wanted to be involved in the questions and comments session. So,
okay. Is he on now? Okay.
I am, sir. I'm
on. Oh, okay. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, sir. And you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
I just wanted to make a comment to Mary Reinhart real quick, if it's okay.
That's fine.
I had stopped and spoke to Mary on my own time, and I wanted to do it tonight during this meeting. Since this is her last meeting, I want this to go on the minutes that I appreciate everything that she's done for the township. I feel she tried very hard. She came into quite a daunting situation. I don't think she was received well from people at the township, and I think she did. She gave it her all, and I just want to say I wish her nothing but the best, and I hope whatever she gets into, she's very successful at it, and I do appreciate everything she's done again, and that's all I have to say. Thanks for letting me speak.
Thank you, Mike, and I have the same feeling as Mary there as well, so it was a hard job for sure. So it's starting to come along pretty good. So anyone else have anything they want to say, John or that, Ari?
I believe we have one. Robin, I believe, I don't know, Kim, Jackie, and I think there was a couple chat questions coming up that they.
Robin, Ms. Cheney would like to speak.
Okay.
I was just wondering why everything has stalled on the no-knock when this has been going on for 2.5 years. We've already had people in the neighborhood we've had to argue with to get out of the neighborhood. I'm not sure what the holdup is. We did all the research, let you guys know what was going on. You were supposed to have taken care of that, and it has never been anything done about it. Also, Jackie contacted you a month ago about the homeless putting trash beside the house down there on the fence. Nothing has been done about it. It's just the trash is just growing and growing.
Yeah, I know it's not a no bias. First time I've been back seen a neighborhood was today, and it's still sitting there. No, I contacted the health department on that. I don't know exactly what to do about that, Robin. It happened if someone had dropped off a big greasy, I guess it's a big can of trash or garbage. Or I mean, it's like greasy stuff. I don't know. I have no clue what to do with that stuff.
I don't know what. I thought once the township was contacted that Jim Stevens would be able to pick the stuff up. Nothing has happened, and it's
really on public right away there, back there in the alley.
This trash is stacked up against the privacy fence.
It's up against the fence. Well, I don't know. I'll tell you what, I haven't done it yet, but I'll get with Jim. Jim has been sick some too. He's been on it for the last week and a half, 2 weeks. So we really hadn't had, I guess, per se, anybody to really help with this darn thing. Documents or anything that was ever issues that are given to us or anything. You got to get certain things signed, and I don't know what all you have to do to tell you the truth about it. You have to take something and you have to load on it, and I'm not sure what you have to load on. Yeah, John, go ahead.
I apologize. Okay. I believe, and I think what we ought to do at this point, since it has been some time, is actually go back, take a look at where we were. I believe that it went through our attorney. Everything was good to go, and it did not, it currently wasn't going to pass through the trustees, and therefore we just postponed it, and it never did come back up again. But what I think that we need to do for the next meeting is either do one of two things, and I've asked this before. Either we're going to vote on it, and either it's going to pass or it's not going to pass, and that way it's not in limbo. And if we go back and take a look at what we had drawn up from the attorney's office, and we can review it and then put it on the agenda for the next meeting, this way we can then vote either way, and that keeps the residents. And, you know, this has not been good, and I apologize as a board member to the Cheneys that worked so diligent on this, and it kept getting kind of pushed off to the next meeting, the next meeting, the next month, and then so on.
Yep. But, that's what we need to do, is go ahead and vote on it next meeting. If we need to, we may have already voted on it, John. I don't know. So I think it's something that comes up and it's got overlooked and never had was brought back. That's what it was. So, but anyway, I don't know if is anybody out there, Robin, down there on Wolfsburg Street. I can't remember what Jackie's fleet is now.
Harding.
Yeah, Harding. Is there anybody down there got a wheelbarrow or borrow or something that we could get? If we had a couple of guys to set that trash barrel in a, what you need is a wheelbarrow.
He said it's more than one trash can, and it's not all in trash cans.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh,
Hold on, she's out there right now. She said it's all piled up, and it's ridiculous.
Well, somebody's been out there working since yesterday, man, but we've got one can sitting there like it. I've only seen one can sitting out there.
No, they stole more than one can.
Say that again, please.
She said they stole her trash cans and piled them full. There's two cans out here, and there's like a tent, and it's all over the place. So there's two trash cans, a tent, and it's all over the place.
Well, I only saw with one trash can, so both got one over the place.
Yeah, he's out there now.
Okay. Well, I'll get with Jim there tomorrow and see what what we figure out. But once we get a hold of the thing, I don't know where to talk it. Say it's true. That trailer park's got quite a bit of trash just sitting around in there. You know, I'm gonna maybe have to get start messing with them a little bit. Because I went all the way down to the end of the dirt alley there. The alley itself was clean, but the trailer park, now when I was down to the trailer, or down there yesterday, like the trailer park cleaned up some stuff, but it was pretty bad that first time I went out, you know. So I'll get with Jim Stevens there, Robin, and get back with you. I have no clue where that stuff come from. All ready?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Alrighty, does anybody else have anything? Okay, if there's no other business, say we adjourn for the night. Everybody have a good night.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Goodbye.